Cassette 1, Side 1. Pulse Data International Braille Companion User's Manual. This cassette tape is the first of a 7-cassette pack containing the User's Manual for the Braille Companion. The User's Manual is divided across 7 cassette tapes and 14 sides, which are numbered sequentially from 1 to 14. That is, Cassette 1 contains sides 1 and 2. Cassette 2 contains sides 3 and 4, and so on up to Cassette 7, which contains sides 13 and 14. Cassette 1 is a C60 cassette. Side 1 contains the copyright notice and the table of contents. The other side of this cassette contains Appendix A. Cassette 2 is a C60 cassette, and side 3 contains Chapter 1, Getting Started. Side 4 contains the remainder of Chapter 1 and also Chapter 2, the companion hardware. Cassette 3 is a C90 cassette, and side 5 contains Chapter 3, the word processor, pages 3.1 to 3.22. And Cassette 3, side 6, contains the remainder of this chapter, and also Chapter 4, the file manager, and Chapter 5, embossing and printing documents. Cassette 4 is a C90 cassette. Side 7 contains Chapter 6, advanced word processing, pages 6.1 through 6.20. Cassette 4, Side 8, contains the remainder of Chapter 6, plus Chapter 7, the scientific calculator. Cassette 5 is a C60 cassette, and Side 9 contains Chapter 8, the diary. Cassette 5, Side 10, contains Chapter 9, the address list. Cassette 6 is a C90 cassette, and Side 11 contains Chapter 10, communications, pages 10.1 through 10.19. Cassette 6, Side 12, contains the remainder of Chapter 10. Cassette 7 is a C90 cassette, and Side 13 contains Chapter 11, Translation, and Chapter 12, the Utilities Menu, pages 12.1 through 12.11. Cassette 7, Side 14, contains the remainder of Chapter 12, and also Chapter 13, the Command Summary. Please note that for your convenience, these tapes have been tone indexed to correspond to page and chapter numbers in the regular print version of the manual. Played at normal speed, these tones sound like barely audible low-pitched rumbles. Played at fast forward or rewind speed, these tones sound like high-pitched beeps. Double beeps correspond to chapter numbers. Single beeps correspond to page numbers. In the table of contents, single beeps correspond to the start of new chapter references. Braille Companion User's Manual Version 3. Copyright Notice. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced in any form whatsoever without the express written permission of Pulse Data International Limited. Every effort has been made to ensure that the information contained in this manual is correct at the time of issue. Neither Pulse Data International Limited nor its agents assume responsibility for errors or omissions in this information. No liability is assumed for damages resulting from the use of this information. Copyright 1995 to 1997 by Pulse Data International Limited, Christchurch, New Zealand. This product complies with the requirements of EMC Directive 89/336/EEC. Pulse Data International Limited, 1 Expo Place, P.O. Box 3044, Christchurch, New Zealand. Telephone 643-384-4555. Fax 643-384-4933. Email inquiries@pulsedata.com. World Wide Web, http://www.pulsedata.co.nz. Part number K56803. Table of Contents. Chapter 1, Getting Started. Chapter 1, Page 1. 1.1, Equipment Checklist. Chapter 1, Page 1. 1.2, Features. Chapter 1, Page 1. 1.3, Orientation. Chapter 1, Page 2. 1.4, The Keyboard. Chapter 1, Page 3. 1.5, Power. Chapter 1, Page 3. 1.6, Speech Output. Chapter 1, Page 4. 1.7, KeySoft Concepts, Chapter 1, Page 4. 1.8, The KeySoft Menus, Chapter 1, Page 6. 1.9, A First Experience, Chapter 1, Page 8. 1.10, The Options Menu, Chapter 1, Page 10. 1.11, Switching Between Tasks, Chapter 1, page 14. 1.12, Keyboard Assistance, Chapter 1, page 15. 1.13, One-Handed Mode, Chapter 1, page 15. 1.14, The Display Screen, Chapter 1, page 15. 1.15, Remote Synthesizer, Chapter 1, page 16. 1.16, Switching Off, Chapter 1, page 16. 1.17, Where To Now, Chapter 1, page 17. Chapter 2, The Companion Hardware. Chapter 2, page 1. 2.1, Power Supplies, Chapter 2, page 1. 2.2, Charging the Main Battery, Chapter 2, page 2. 2.3, The Main Battery Maintenance, Chapter 2, page 2. 2.4, Backup Battery Replacement, Chapter 2, page 3. 2.5, Long Periods Without Use, Chapter 2, page 4. 2.6, Power Status, Chapter 2, page 4. 2.7, Removing the Carry Case, Chapter 2, page 5. 2.8, Removing the Main Battery, Chapter 2, page 6. 2.9, Serial and Parallel Ports, Chapter 2, page 7. 2.10, Floppy Disk Drive, Chapter 2, page 7. 2.11, PC Cards, Chapter 2, page 9. Chapter 3, The Word Processor, Chapter 3, page 1. 3.1, General, Chapter 3, page 1. 3.2, What is a Word Processor, Chapter 3, page 1. 3.3, Braille and Text, Chapter 3, page 1. 3.4, The Keyword Menu, Chapter 3, page 2. 3.5, Documents, Folders and Drives, Chapter 3, page 3. 3.6, Selecting a Document, Chapter 3, page 3. 3.7, Naming a Document, Chapter 3, page 4. 3.8, Creating a Document, Chapter 3, page 5. 3.9, Reviewing a Document, Chapter 3, page 6. 3.10, The Cursor Concept, Chapter 3, page 8. 3.11, Review Voice, Chapter 3, page 9. 3.12, User's Guide, Chapter 3, page 10. 3.13, Special Text Markers, Chapter 3, page 11. 3.14, Editing a Document, Chapter 3, page 11. 3.15, Searching a Document, Chapter 3, page 15. 3.16, Checking the Cursor Position, Chapter 3, page 17. 3.17, Going to a Specified Position, Chapter 3, page 17. 3.18, Marking Places for Quick Reference, Chapter 3, page 18. 3.19, The Spelling Checker, Chapter 3, page 20. 3.20, Large Documents, Chapter 3, page 24. 3.21, Switching Between Documents, Chapter 3, page 24. Chapter 4, The File Manager, Chapter 4, page 1. 4.1, Introduction, Chapter 4, page 1. 4.2, Selecting a Drive, Chapter 4, page 1. 4.3, Checking the Spelling of Folder or File Names, Chapter 4, page 2. 4.4, The Directory Option, Chapter 4, page 3. 4.5, The Folder Manager, Chapter 4, page 3. 4.6, Copying a File, Chapter 4, page 4. 4.7, Erasing a File, Chapter 4, page 5. 4.8, Renaming a File, Chapter 4, page 6. 4.9, Protecting a File, Chapter 4, page 6. 4.10, Groups of Files and Wildcards, Chapter 4, page 7. Chapter 5, Embossing and Printing Documents, Chapter 5, page 1. 5.1, Overview, Chapter 5, page 1. 5.2, Embossing or Printing a Document, Chapter 5, page 1. 5.3, Embossing Options, Chapter 5, page 2. 5.4, Embossing a Group of Documents, Chapter 5, page 3. 5.5, The Embosser Setup List, Chapter 5, page 3. 5.6, Testing the Embosser, Chapter 5, page 5. 5.7, The Printer Setup List, Chapter 5, page 6. 5.8, Testing the Printer, Chapter 5, page 7. Chapter 6, Advanced Word Processing, Chapter 6, page 1. 6.1, Formatting a Braille Document, Chapter 6, page 1. 6.2, Formatting a Braille Document for Ink Printing, Chapter 6, page 9. 6.3, Block Commands, Chapter 6, page 15. 6.4, Reading Modes, Chapter 6, page 21. 6.5, Moving to the Start of the Next Line, Chapter 6, page 22. 6.6, Moving to the Next Tab, Chapter 6, page 22. 6.7, Inserting the Time, Date or Calculator Result, Chapter 6, page 22. 6.8, Binding Spaces, Chapter 6, page 23. 6.9, Pasting an Address, Chapter 6, page 23. 6.10, Working with Documents on Other Drives, Chapter 6, page 23. 6.11, Saving a Document, Chapter 6, page 24. 6.12, Quitting a Document, Chapter 6, page 25. 6.13, Text Documents, Chapter 6, page 25. 6.14, Computer Braille, Chapter 6, page 26. 6.15, Formatting a Text Document, Chapter 6, page 27. 6.16, Defaults in the Format Menu, Chapter 6, page 33. Chapter 7, The Scientific Calculator, Chapter 7, page 1. 7.1, Overview, Chapter 7, page 1. 7.2, Entering a Calculation, Chapter 7, page 1. 7.3, Basic Operations, Chapter 7, page 3. 7.4, Memory Operations, Chapter 7, page 4. 7.5, Scientific Operations, Chapter 7, page 6. 7.6, Inserting a Result, Chapter 7, page 8. Chapter 8, The Diary, Chapter 8, page 1. 8.1, Introduction, Chapter 8, page 1. 8.2, The Key Plan Menu, Chapter 8, page 1. 8.3, Selecting the Date, Chapter 8, page 1. 8.4, Page Layout, Chapter 8, page 3. 8.5, Entering Text, Chapter 8, page 3. 8.6, Reviewing the Appointments, Chapter 8, page 5. 8.7, Editing Appointments, Chapter 8, page 6. 8.8, Selecting Another Date, Chapter 8, page 7. 8.9, Rescheduling and Cancelling Appointments, Chapter 8, page 7. 8.10, Alarms, Chapter 8, page 8. 8.11, Embossing and Printing, Chapter 8, page 9. Chapter 9, The Address List, Chapter 9, page 1. 9.1, Introduction, Chapter 9, page 1. 9.2, Adding an Address, Chapter 9, page 1. 9.3, Looking Up an Address, Chapter 9, page 3. 9.4, Dialing a Phone Number, Chapter 9, page 5. 9.5, Changing a Field, Chapter 9, page 5. 9.6, Deleting a Record, Chapter 9, page 5. 9.7, Duplicating a Record, Chapter 9, page 6. 9.8, Inserting an Address into a Document, Chapter 9, page 6. 9.9, Embossing Addresses, Chapter 9, page 7. 9.10, Printing Addresses, Chapter 9, page 9. 9.11, Templates, Chapter 9, page 9. 9.12, Copying Addresses, Chapter 9, page 11. 9.13, Selecting an Address List, Chapter 9, page 13. 9.14, Creating an Address List, Chapter 9, page 14. 9.15, Using Key List to Manipulate Databases, Chapter 9, page 14. Chapter 10, Communications, Chapter 10, page 1. 10.1, Introduction, Chapter 10, page 1. 10.2, What Can Key Term Do, Chapter 10, page 1. 10.3, What is an Information Service, Chapter 10, page 2. 10.4, Quick Start, Chapter 10, page 2. 10.5, The Modem, Chapter 10, page 4. 10.6, Starting Key Term, Chapter 10, page 7. 10.7, port setup, chapter 10, page 7. 10.8, adding a dialing prefix, chapter 10, page 8. 10.9, voice call, dial a number, chapter 10, page 9. 10.10, using key list to dial a voice call, chapter 10, page 10. 10.11, updating the directory of services, chapter 10, page 10. 10.12, connecting to a service, chapter 10, page 11. 10.13, last call information, chapter 10, page 12. 10.14, electronic mail, chapter 10, page 13. 10.15, the terminal concept, chapter 10, page 16. 10.16, key term commands, introduction, chapter 10, page 18. 10.17, online review commands, chapter 10, page 18. 10.18, freeze mode, chapter 10, page 19. 10.19, online general commands, chapter 10, page 19. 10.20, online functions menu, chapter 10, page 20. 10.21, option setup, chapter 10, page 29. 10.22, directory of services, chapter 10, page 31. 10.23, the modem database, chapter 10, page 38. 10.24, script files, chapter 10, page 38. Chapter 11, translation, chapter 11, page 1. 11.1, general, chapter 11, page 1. 11.2, importing a file, chapter 11, page 2. 11.3, exporting a document, chapter 11, page 3. 11.4, translation between Braille and text, chapter 11, page 4. 11.5, ASCII translation setup list, chapter 11, page 4. 11.6, back translation options, chapter 11, page 5. 11.7, forward translation options, chapter 11, page 8. Chapter 12, the utilities menu, chapter 12, page 1. 12.1, overview, chapter 12, page 1. 12.2, backup or restore files, chapter 12, page 1. 12.3, interlink, chapter 12, page 3. 12.4, serial port on or off control, chapter 12, page 6. 12.5, format disk, chapter 12, page 6. 12.6, rename disk, chapter 12, page 7. 12.7, other file transfers, chapter 12, page 8. 12.8, MS-DOS, chapter 12, page 12. 12.9, Pronunciation Dictionary, chapter 12, page 14. 12.10, Date and Time Set, chapter 12, page 17. 12.11, KeySoft Application Programs, chapter 12, page 18. Chapter 13, Command Summary, chapter 13, page 1. 13.1, General, chapter 13, page 1. 13.2, Options Menu, chapter 13, page 1. 13.3, Word Processor, chapter 13, page 2. 13.4, Calculator, chapter 13, page 7. 13.5, Diary, chapter 13, page 8. 13.6, Address List, chapter 13, page 9. 13.7, Communications, chapter 13, page 10. Appendix A, if the companion will not start, Appendix A, page 1. Appendix B, searching for format markers, Appendix B, page 1. Appendix C, punctuation voicing levels, Appendix C, page 1. Appendix D, pronunciation dictionary hints, Appendix D, page 1. Appendix E, DOS directories, Appendix E, page 1. Appendix F, the modem database, Appendix F, page 1. Appendix G, script file commands, Appendix G, page 1. Appendix H, computer braille reference list, Appendix H, page 1. Index, index page 1. Appendices B to H and the index are not included on this tape set. However, they are included, together with the rest of this manual, in a series of documents in the manual folder in your companion. You may access the index directly from any point using the User's Guide option described in section 3.12 of this manual. End of cassette 1, side 1. Reading continues on cassette 1, side 2 with appendix A.